The views, comments, and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of Morris Media Studios, MorrisMediaLive.com, or its affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, so we'd like to welcome everybody to our first edition of NFL Extreme Junkies. This is PB Smiley, and I'm Wayne Holloway.
What's up?
And we want to jump right into the news of the day.
All right. We got three major news stories in the NFL starting off the week one. Number one is Ezekiel Elliott getting 6-game suspension. Colin Kaepernick still in the news, hasn't been signed. And Michael Bennett from the Seattle Seahawks, arrested gunpoint by
car chase.
The Las Vegas police. Let's start off with Ezekiel. I don't understand this. He gets 6-game suspension, right?
Right.
He's allowed to play in week one against the Giants.
He's a Cowboy.
Jerry
Jones.
That's true. But we black, so we raised the same way.
Right, right.
You know, if your mama said, boy, you ain't going outside for 6 days. Now going out there and play for an hour. You know damn well you gonna say, "Mama, are you on medicine?"
It's something not right. Something not right at all.
But like you said, Jerry Jones.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it has something to do with their bye week being week six.
Week six. Okay.
So, are they gonna make him miss a game, or are they gonna count week six as a game?
I'm thinking, based off how it sounds, they're gonna let him play until week six, it did suspend him. That's what I'm thinking. Because, I mean, who knows?
Well, no. They said they were going that he suspended for 6 games.
Right.
But you can play the first game. Hey.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Hey, me too. Me too. But that's our NFL, you know, the no fun league sometimes. But I love the NFL.
We're NFL junkies. We love it. So, I'm not a Dallas Cowboy fan. My brother is, but my main concern is I bet on games big time. So if he's in the lineup, we need him. If he's not, then you know.
Yeah, it speaks large for fantasy football too.
Right.
Like you got owners looking at the list, looking like, all right, can I put Ezekiel in? Can I take him out? Oh yeah, now they say he can play the first week. Are they going to change their mind before the game because of all
That's
the backlash?
That's what I'm thinking. What game is it going to be where they start the 6-game suspension? That's what I'm thinking, just like you.
Well, my understanding is supposed to start after this week.
Well, Jerry Jones, you're the man. All right, the next topic is Colin Kaepernick has not been picked up. What happens?
You know, that's strange because the Browns, they let Osweiler go. If the Browns let you go, I mean, what's
right,
really going
right,
on there?
Right.
Brock Osweiler,
but he's 6'7". That's what they're going
to
say.
But no, he has to be trash if the Browns let him go.
But he's 6'7".
The Browns.
Oh, okay. My bad.
The Browns. I mean, what else can you say about that? The Browns, I won't call them the sorriest team because on paper, with all their first and second round draft picks.
Yeah, no. This year, and we're going to talk about that during the picks, they look much better than last year. This is not going to be
I'm kind of excited
15.
For that new rookie quarterback they got over
right.
there. That new rookie quarterback Kaiser. Over there looks awesome.
Yes.
I have to really check them out the first 3 games of the season.
Right.
I won't say the first, just
That's
the
right.
first game.
That's the first three, yeah.
Because the Browns will fool you in a minute.
Yeah.
But back to Colin and Brock getting signed. Over Colin, Denver picking him back up. The Browns saying he's trash, and Denver's like, "Oh well, we'll take that trash."
Hey.
And Kaepernick still. Yeah.
It's almost like hypocritical. It's like you got someone who can't play,
yeah.
based off the NFL.
Yeah.
Someone that can play, but some stance he took, we don't know if we can trust that.
Yeah, you know, you stood for something, so you have to be punished. But at the end of the day, Colin Kaepernick is a man, and I do believe he will get a job. Maybe not at the beginning this year.
I don't think so.
You don't think next year he'll be in it?
Next, maybe. Right now, no.
Yeah, but I'm wishing him good luck.
And he cut his hair.
Yeah, he did.
He cut his hair, and they still said no.
I still wish him good. Well, I feel him on the movement. It's our movement, not just his movement.
That's right. Now, it's funny you say that because his divisional rival is when he was San Francisco would be the Seattle Seahawks.
Right.
Defensive lineman Michael Bennett, number 72.
Right.
He gets gunpoint situation.
With the police.
Yes.
In Vegas.
But he said he stands by Colin. Is there a connection? Is there a correlation or no?
Nah. Since he is backing Colin, I think that, you know, the police department went overboard. Like, oh, that's the guy that says that guy is okay.
Right.
So let's put him under some scrutiny, too. But, you know, that's just what we're thinking. You know, it looks kind of funny.
It does.
So to anybody else out there, I don't know how you would think about it, but to us.
Well, based off how he said it, he said he was willing to, Michael Bennett, that is. He said he was willing to cooperate. The gun still was drawn, handcuffed, and you saw it on the news. But the funny thing is that took place 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now he's talking about it. Yeah. And our
commissioner is backing him. The commissioner has his back. Well, that's the first time I ever knew the commissioner come out like that.
Well, who does Seattle play this week?
Seattle.
Green Bay.
That's right.
I think I might take Seattle. I mean, you said the commissioner is backing him. I'm backing whoever the commissioner is backing.
Oh, okay. Right. I won't go as that far. I'm still with Green Bay for this.
He's a Panther fan, and
we'll
wait for that. Panther fans do not root for the Packers, but you saw this guy do this shit.
Well, I'm not rooting for him. I'm an analyst, so, you know, I do good picks.
Look at you.
I don't just pick frivolously.
Do I?
I don't know. You said you're going to Seattle, right?
Based off the situation. All right. Now,
moving right along.
Let's talk about last night's opening game of 2017 NFL season, Thursday night.
Wow. New England.
I'm pretty sure, based off we both play the same football pools.
Yeah.
There's only about 5 to 7 people that picked Kansas City. I was not one of them.
Well, in one of my pools, I saw like 12 people pick Kansas City. But they picked Kansas City because of the points. They gave Kansas City
that
8
was,
points.
That was a
8.5
that
points.
That was something that should have sparked.
Yeah, but honestly, New England did not take that game seriously last night. Did you see Belichick?
I don't know about that. Because they got some Hightower's injured, number 54.
Right.
Let's hope
he
comes back. He has a knee. They call it a knee sprain.
Yeah, he was on that bike with that ice on. He was.
But I'm just saying, if you can ride the bike, you can get your ass up and play football. He riding the bike. He was chewing gum too.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
he was.
Very thoughtful individual.
It's strange to see how one piece does a whole
disrupt the whole defense.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing though.
Right.
They was getting burnt before that. We got to go to our man, the rookie. Looks like he signed up to be the Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, I take my hat off to that guy.
Kareem Hunt.
Oh, my goodness. He breaking NFL records on his debut.
Yeah. Kareem Hunt is, he's out of, what college? He out of Toledo. He's out of Toledo. So the potato people like him. He's carrying big-ass potatoes. So. To the end zone. Yeah.
You're putting a lot on saying that they were getting taken. New England was up. Let's be honest with that. New England was up, and they could have kicked the field goal and put themselves up 10-0, but they chose to go for it on fourth down. If you remember that.
I agree. That was in the.
That's not a normal Belichick move, right there.
Early fourth quarter.
This is the first game of the season.
No, this is Belichick all day.
First game of the season?
Maybe not the first game, but he's a bully when it comes down to taking advantage of a particular third or fourth down.
Well, last night you were a bad bully, Belichick, because not only did you get punked once, you got punked 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, number 50. He had 22 sacks a few years ago for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think that.
And I want to thank you for that that pick for my fantasy football team.
Which one?
I was talking madness to you during the game. I hit you up, said, look, White getting the ball a whole lot of times. You had me pick up
I don't know his name. did he do good?
He did extremely well. He got me over 22 points.
Gillingsley did good?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I know that's his name, man. Gillingsley.
Oh, that's what we're going to call him this week.
If he was terrible, his name was Lil G. I don't know.
Shit. Hey, but yeah, it scared me the beginning of the game when White was just getting the ball. White was moving the ball. White was catching the ball in the backfield. White this, White that. That's when I text you. Like, hey, sir, you told me to pick up this guy.
Hey,
this
man.
Guy hasn't even touched the ball.
Hey, I thought they was looking to bounce back from getting rid of the touchdown guy. Yeah. 18 touchdowns last year. He's at Philadelphia. What's his name? He got into a fight before he left college.
Oh,
Blunt. LeGarrette Blunt.
Yes.
That was their touchdown guy before they picked up him.
I think Blunt's going to do good over there.
Excellent. Really. He's in the NFC East, and we're going to talk about that. So,
that's a scary dude right there.
So for all you New England Patriots fans, we're not going to hurt your feelings. No, it's not the end of the day. Do I think they will repeat? No. Do I think they'll win at least 12 games? Yes. Now, here's the funny thing. They may start off 0-2. It's very, very strong possibility. They play the Saints. Last time Tom Brady was up there was 2009. They lost. They had Randy Moss by that time. See, that was my guy, Randy Moss.
Yeah, I remember.
So they beat him in 2013 in New England, but they're going up there. Belichick has not won as a New England coach. Coaching the New England Patriots.
Well, see, we feel a little different on that. I believe that New England will rebound. They will squeak into I won't say squeak. They're going to march into the playoffs. And it's going to be between how strong Pittsburgh stays during the season and how New England fares in the season, because they lost a big piece of the puzzle. Breakout guy Amendola last night was looking just like Wes Walker. I was amazed.
Nah,
I was like,
looking like, where is the West?
Yes, I was like, why? My goodness, I want to hurry up and pick him up on fantasy football waivers, because nobody picked him up on any fantasy football team. But last night, my fingers are all over the computer. Like, oh man, I wish I could pick him up right now. But wow. Amendola, I hope he comes back. I hope he's all is well with his head. That concussion protocol is something else.
Yeah, and that defense is. We'll talk about that later. Let's begin our next segment on, because this is the NFL week number one. We got to talk about the divisions. Right. It's going to be a bit, we'll run through them. This is our first week, so please bear with us. We're not going to miss nobody's team. Exactly. Some of your teams. We shouldn't even talk about him, no way. But we ain't got no choice.
And even though I am a Carolina fan, I do speak fairly about all the teams. Just like I'm just letting everybody know, more than likely it'll be us and Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl. You see how he is.
I ain't did nothing.
You see how he is.
I'm sitting here waiting on
him. He calls me and tells me, you know, he's in the middle. He's not for any team.
That's right.
He's all about NFL.
Money.
Exactly. But then guess what? You saw the stuff he was giving me. I get that all the time.
Hold on. Before we go on, tell the people that I tell you, I think KC might win about a month ago. I said that I think that might be the upset pick.
Yeah, you told me that, but how was I supposed to know Belichick was going to play the game like he was playing Madden and just go for it? You know,
that's right. No, that's him.
The first game of the season. No,
that's him.
I've never seen him. I've seen him do this later on in the season, but the first game of the season. Yeah, but let's move on.
We're going to look at something to prove he did it against Pittsburgh about two seasons ago. All right. Since we're talking about New England, let's start with the AFC East. I got New England 12-4, 13-3.
Right.
I got Buffalo, a close second with Miami, 8-8, 9-7. Buffalo, they got rid of Sammy Watkins. The defense is still shady. They got Slim Shady, they call Sean. But
Buffalo, they're a fighting team.
Yeah.
Buffalo amazes me sometimes because at first thought, I'm like, Buffalo is not a good team. They're weak.
Mm-hmm.
The high point to that team is that running back over here.
McCoy.
Beast
now,
mode.
What do you have him? I
call him Beast Mode.
He's,
the other guy, he just got back in the league.
What do you have him? I have New England 12-4, 13-3. Buffalo and Miami 8-8, 9-7. And then the Jets, I don't even.
Wait.
Have the Jets.
What team is Cutler on? Cutler is a
on Miami.
Yeah, don't count Miami beat New England.
I don't care how many times they beat them. Cutler threw every football to everybody that I was watching the game with, and that we was at home. That's what Cutler threw that damn ball. Cutler would throw an interception if you call his name. Cutler, here you go. That wasn't your teammate. He said my name.
I always compare Cutler to Brett Favre, and I'm going to tell you why I compare him to Brett Favre.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to check his pulse. He's disrespectful to the medical community.
Brett Favre is the man. I can't take anything away from Brett Favre, but guess what? Brett Favre took a lot of chances, and his receivers caught those balls. They caught those balls. They went out for Brett Favre. They did everything.
They doing that for Cutler.
Oh, I've seen Cutler put the ball on people's jerseys, and they dropped the ball for that guy.
But the jersey, they must have had their jersey by their knees.
Look. I've seen Cutler throw some bad passes. I've also seen Brett Favre throw some bad passes, and they get tipped, and his receivers still catch the ball.
And I've seen Brett come back and do 250 yards in one quarter and two touchdowns. I seen Cutler throw the ball to everybody in the audience, gave a football away, autographed to a child during the game. It was the same football they were playing with, and said, I didn't know.
Okay.
And they put them back on fourth and five. Cutler is probably, don't let me do my Stephen A on you.
Look, okay.
This guy's. We're talking about an individual. He's terrible. Not only terrible, we're talking about an individual. Oh, my God. Don't let me start about Cutler. Come on, please. Now, being honest with you, Stephen A. does not dislike Cutler more than me. Okay. He has to show some sort of restraint because he's paid by the NFL.
I don't have any.
Cutler. See, now you got me hyped. Cutler got signed. Guess what he said on his first day signing?
What did he say?
I don't really have to be in shape. I just throw the ball. You bet on somebody like that, mental disease is imminent in your reality.
What I'm saying is you have to respect the team that he's on because that man has an arm. That man has an arm. If you underestimate him, he will beat
My you. Son can sing out of key, but we still got to acknowledge he's singing.
Okay. Let's move it right on to the AFC North. All right. You know Pittsburgh is going to take that.
That's true. Pittsburgh Steelers all day long.
I say Pittsburgh might lose three games this season.
I got them 4-5. And here's the funny thing. The Baltimore Ravens are going to be close. They're going to be on them.
Right.
I got them as the fifth or the sixth seed making it. Flacco's going to play this week. Whether he's healthy or not, that offensive line is a little better, the defense is a little better. They're going to be fine. But Pittsburgh, yes, I got them by one game over Baltimore. Since he's struggling to get an 8-8, Cleveland, Kaiser, they awarded Kaiser. He's a rookie. He has a long neck, and so he's going to throw a lot of interceptions too. Now, when his neck shrink, he'll throw the ball to the right person. So give Cleveland five games.
Give them five games.
Five games. They're going to be better than last year.
I have to go with three games. But you know, five games, it's not far from three.
I can accept hearing three. Okay.
But Cincinnati, you got to put them up there more than eight games. I give them nine games. Nine games.
I think that the quarterback has shown you exactly what he's going to do.
Right.
He's average.
Okay.
With a solid coaching staff. Jenkins. What am I talking about? Number 85. For
Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Running back?
Oh, that's comedy. Whoever watching the show, y'all gonna grill us. This dude said number 85 was a running back. I ain't watching y'all no motherfucker. No, I was here for the Cincinnati Bengals, you know him.
Oh, Chad Johnson don't play no more?
No, man, he got a weird 18 then. Excuse me.
Thank you. Let's go.
What you said, a running back?
Yeah, but you said 85. Chad Johnson, how many years he been out the league?
At least 5 or 6.
Okay. Don't worry, people. Sometimes he had to take his medicine this morning.
Oh, I took mine. We're talking about none other than what the hell?
Yeah, he on his computer.
Disrespectful. This is a disrespectful internet situation. Internet provider. Give me the tall dude. He never shave it. He always keep his hair normal. He won't do nothing to it. He leave it like that. It's the same hair on his head since 82. He ain't nothing been trimmed. It's just lying it. It don't grow. It don't lose none. What's his name, man?
I you know that.
You know that long. That is long ass nigga. You know.
Okay, moving right along to the AFC South team because I've. He identified people by their neck size.
I will not forget him. AFC He's South. A solid receiver. He's top 5.
Okay, AFC South. I believe that Tennessee will be a step out because Andrew Luck. I don't know. He's broken.
Sorry, everybody. AJ Green. Whew, there it is.
I knew AJ Green. AJ Green got a long neck.
No, he got the hair. He long. You know that man long.
He said he got the hair.
Yeah, he don't never grow it and never lose it. It just lying. Hey, okay, look at AJ Green when he first came in the league. Look at him now. It's the same hair, different lining.
Mr. Green, I'm not talking bad about you.
No, he's cool. He's top 5.
That's my partner talking about your hair. You know.
I'm bald, man. Come on. Okay.
Okay.
The individual that you just mentioned. The team. You just mentioned the team.
Tennessee. Tennessee taking off in that AFC South.
Tennessee 11-5.
They're gonna be number 1 in that division.
Yes, for sure, for sure.
Andrew Luck had to come back strong for me to have respect for Indianapolis again.
I doubt he even comes back. Jacksonville is gonna be a tough out. They'll start slow, get about 6. They might get 7 games, but 3 or 4 towards the end of the year.
I think Jacksonville starts making their comeback this season.
I agree, towards the end.
I think Jacksonville, from watching them in preseason, they look like they're getting finally starting to gel as a team and start and really come together and move.
What do you think about Fournette? Fournette, running back.
Fournette, man. At first, I was like, because you remember I was talking about Fournette. I was like, I hope we can get Fournette. But now that we got Christian McCaffrey, and they can have Fournette. Fournette's going to be awesome over there, though.
But he's going to struggle due to the fact that he said his first preseason game is easier than I thought. He's going to have problems.
You think so? Yes. I don't think he had problems. All he has to do over there is just put that helmet on and straight forward.
Bortles, he's drinking bottles. All right, what do you think about? Let's move on to the AFC West. Yeah. I have the Oakland Raiders winning. I have the Kansas City Chiefs trying to prove that they're as good as what you saw last night, but they won't. San Diego will be number 2. And then, Wow. Yeah.
San Diego, too?
Yes. And then the
Old Man Rivers. You got it. You know, for me, I picked the Raiders. I picked the Raiders to take this division just like you.
I agree.
But Kansas City did look good to me last night. It was funny because Alex Smith, their quarterback.
That was his best game he ever had in his life.
Listen, that nobody picked him up. Like 81% of fantasy football teams, that man is still on waivers. Do you know people can't wait to the end of this week to pick that guy up?
I guarantee you he sucks next week against Philadelphia. All right, the AFC, now we're in the NFC, right?
Yeah, we're moving to the NFC, Dallas, Washington, Philly.
All right, the NFC East, I got the Dallas Cowboys winning with 11-5, 12-4. I got the Giants suffering. Yeah, see? I got the Philadelphia Eagles due to they acquired Ashon Jeffries from Chicago. He will be their number 1 receiver. Yeah, he was number 2 throughout the entire league, but he's number 1 for them.
Yes.
Wentz is going to have a breakout season, and they have my man, LeGarrette Blount. The defense is already average, which in that division, nobody is king. And I got the Washington Redskins suffering with a 6-10 and trying to figure it out.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't worry, Washington fans. I have not forgot about you. I don't know what he's talking about right now. But I do have the Giants taking this division this season. And with the Giants taking this division, I have the Redskins running up with a close second. Now, Philly, Alshon Jeffries is a big pickup, but Carson Wentz is still your quarterback. He has to show me something. He has to prove something to me, and he just hasn't done it for me. You know, he must have did it for him, but he hasn't done it for me. The Giants with Brandon Marshall, and hopefully, it's messing with my pick, Odell being hurt. But I still think with Brandon Marshall, the Giants will take this division this season. Moving into last place, Cowboys and Philly are going to be pushing who's going to be in last place. I don't think the Cowboys will show up like they did last season.
Oh, really?
I am not a Cowboy fan, but I won't call myself a Cowboy hater because it's just not in me. But the Cowboys, Dak Prescott, every quarterback that we've known has went through that sophomore slump. Everybody's feeling that this guy is going to just skip over that. He's not going to have the same problems that none of our big names had. This Dak Prescott is impervious to that.
With that offensive line, offensive line, he shouldn't.
Look, that offensive line was great. That offensive line has been awesome for years.
Watch what it does.
But
on
that
Sunday.
Offensive line. Do you remember Tony Romo? They let that man get broken up.
Tony Romo was Mr. Plastic Man. Look, he does not fit the situation you're talking. We have to move on. The beautiful Queen gave us about 4 more minutes.
Now, NFC North.
NFC North. Green Bay Packers, 12-4, maybe a 13-3. They might lose this week and then go on like an 8-game win streak. I have the I didn't think this, but Detroit Lions maybe is better than I thought.
Yes.
Minnesota may have a close second with them, like a 9-7, 10-6. One of those teams will make it outside of Green Bay. Chicago, they'll be sitting next to, Al Capone. 2-14.
Hey, this is amazing because I totally agree with him with that assessment. Green Bay, that division over there in the NFC North has been trash for years, and Green Bay always reigns supreme.
That's right.
So moving right along to the NFC South. Y'all know what's going down. Carolina takes that. I had to take the lead on this. I'm sorry. It's the South. You know what I'm saying? And much love to the Cali Cat Pack, my peoples out there, and our sister club, the Roaring Riot. Want to holler at you guys. Carolina, Atlanta, New Orleans, Tampa Bay. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a fight this year. It's going to be a fight because New Orleans brings up last place. New Orleans, I don't think they'd really step out. But Tampa Bay is going to give Atlanta a run for their money. But Carolina will return to the old Carolina of the season before, not last season, the season before last season. Mm. After we had our Super Bowl slump, you know, we're back. We are back. And we make a statement this game.
He's very serious. How many seconds do we have? About a minute? Okay, that was his assessment. Did we miss any NFC team?
No, we still got the NFC West, last division.
Okay, NFC West, I'll run through it, and then I'll do
All right.
NFC West, we're looking at the Seattle Seahawks, San Francisco, we're looking at Arizona, and we're looking at the Rams. The Rams are still a sort of a rebuilding team. Mm-hmm. San Francisco, semi-rebuilding. Watch for them to win more, at least 3 to 4 games more than what they won last year, even though you say, oh, that wasn't much. But that's still a team that you can't take lightly.
They get destroyed on Sunday by Carolina.
Yeah, you don't know what to expect from them. The team that looks like it's probably going to win it, I didn't think so, it's going to be Seattle Seahawks. Give them a 12-4 record, maybe 11-5. Arizona 9-7, 10-6. Still shaky situation dealing with their defense, even though they got a nice front seven. So this is our first week. We'll get a little bit more, we'll have a little more cohesion as we develop throughout the weeks. Before we leave, I'd like to give one shout out to, I like to call it Smiley's You Weak as Fuck. The Weak as Fuck goes out to No, none other than the New England Patriots. Your defense is weak as fuck. You let Alex Smith go for almost 400 yards. Alex Smith throws the ball to the dirt. He sits there. He's a cemetery individual. Everything's in the dirt. Alex Smith throws the ball to people that's only 2 feet away from him, and then they run. Your defense gave up 3 bombs. You're weak as fuck. If you want to see yourself get back to the Super Bowl, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, New England. You guys are weak as fuck. Next week, you got Drew Brees. He putting up 300 on you because you're weak as fuck.
Okay. You know, that was some strong words, but Belichick, I respect you, and I know that you have some plans. I saw you on the sideline, just like in the Super Bowl, with your notepad, like, okay.
That was a cookbook.
Okay. Oh, hey, well, that man has the recipes. I'm going to let you know that.
See you guys next week.
Yes.
Smile for me.
Yes. PB Smiley, Wayne Holloway, NFL Junkies. Yes. You have a good one.